When the original Friends of the Buffalo River was founded, the river was a mess. Linda Schneekloth was one of the people who started the agency, which became Riverkeeper. That's an agency just finishing supervising a $100 million river cleanup, with more to come. Schneekloth says the founders wanted to make a difference.
You wouldn't have invested that kind of time and energy into a polluted, dirty river if you didn't think there was some possibility for the transformation of it. So it's just taken everybody else a long time to catch up with what the vision was. Is what I say about it. Like, of course we were going to, you know, be able to take care of the pollution. We were going to be able to regenerate. And now everybody's on board, and it's very, very exciting.
As the cruise boat Grand Lady went down the river from Riverworks along Buffalo Harbor State Park and then past Canalside, Schneekloth stood at the rail and watched. Doug Swift was on board, talking of the days when he was too young to realize the awful water quality he was water skiing in along the river 45 years ago. Now, Swift is a partner in Riverworks, the $20 million conversion of an old industrial site along Ganson Street into a year-round tourism attraction.
Pretty much what was there 2 years ago before we started. There was empty grain silos. There was a small off-field and a couple of large warehouses that were being used for a variety of light industrial uses after the GLF operation closed.
Yesterday, Riverworks was an attraction as people ate and drank overlooking the river in a building which operates ice rinks in the winter for hockey above the rapidly cleaning river. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.